Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really interested to hear your take as a parent and more interesting as a teacher. 833-287-1037. Kelly Clarkson recently was on a podcast where she had this to say about missing her kids' school events.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know when the school systems thought it would be a good plan for families and their emotional stability to start having performances at 10 a.m. during the week. This just in. And a lot of us work and surprising you with it, like not giving you like an advance where you can at least tell your work, hey, I'm going to need this morning off, like to come in, like, and a lot of jobs wouldn't let you do that anyway. But even if you're like the boss and you would have that control, our kids don't understand. And we just look like when we're not there. And then they go, why was this mom there? And then you have to say, because that kid got a better mom.
No, I get that as a parent. It's very frustrating because you can't see what your kid's doing because you're at work. I understand that. Luckily, I've got a job where I was able to get out early enough to go see my kids in their afternoon programs, in their actual late morning programs. When my kids were in grade school, that happened all the time.
The day this podcast actually came out, Walt had a ceremony for a Student of the Month award he was getting, and I was so excited. But then I realized I couldn't go. It was at 9 o'clock. We're still on the air. Plus, right. I also had a Zoom meeting with the sales team that I couldn't miss.
Yeah, it's called life. It gets in the way.
So I couldn't go. So when this came out, I was like, yeah, right?
However, teachers are also responding in not a very friendly way towards Kelly Clarkson, saying, hey, we get it as a mom, as a parent. You want to be there for your kid. You should. You deserve to be there for your kid. However, we don't get paid at night to come back to school. We take care of your kids all day. We get paid for that, but our pay stops at 3 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon, whatever. This response from a teacher really says it all. Teacher and now a mom, I 100% understand this and where parents come from. However, as a teacher, no teacher wants to have to stay after school when they're not getting paid for it to host a kid's performance. If schools would pay teachers better, then this wouldn't be a problem. I totally see both sides.
Yeah.
Really curious to see, as a parent, what you think. And more importantly, as a teacher, what is your vibe on this? 833-287-1037. Or is Kelly on point with this? Or is she like, no, 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 sorry. I'm a teacher. I deserve my time as well. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I can see both sides when Kelly Clarkson complains about not being able to see her kids' school functions because they happen while she's working. I can also see the teachers saying, hey, if you want us to stay until 7 o'clock at night for a program, pay us more money. We'll gladly do it. Teachers are so underpaid. Brooks is in Oceanside. 833-287-1037. What's your take on this, Brooks? From a teacher or a parent point of view?
Well, actually, I'm both. So I've had students that, I mean, I've got a 22-year-old and a 17, 16. So I've had it on both sides where I've had to be a teacher in a spot where I can't go see a performance. And it is a little troubling. It is a little heartbreaking. But I'm also with the teachers that it's a tough deal to have to stay later, but I guess I'm just one of those different teachers that says, I'll do whatever I have to do for my students.
Wow. Well, you're a good man and a good teacher, obviously, Brooks. We appreciate you. A couple of my really close friends in Minnesota are both elementary school teachers. And it never dawned on me, A, that you buy all your own supplies, and B, that when you're staying after for parent-teacher conferences at night, that's on your dime, not the school's dime. That never dawned on me.
That's just part of the gig that it seems like teachers are expected to do a little extra. And some do, but there's definitely many that say, hey, you know, my time's up. I'm going to go home and take care of my family at home. And I think that that's also, you know, a point of view is that teachers are there to perform their job, but they also have families at home that they got to get back to.
100%. Thanks, Brooks. Appreciate what you do, pal.
Thank you.
All right. Jenny is in Poway. Jenny, are you coming at this from a teacher point of view or a parent point of view? Or both, like Brooks?
I am both. I understand both sets of sides of it, but I wanted to just add another aspect. I taught for many years in primary, and when we had after-school performances, I had kids who had parts, and they wouldn't show up because parents had things going on outside. So having performances during the school day allows all kids to participate.
Oh, okay. I'm very lucky, Jenny, because first of all, I love my job. And secondly, you know, I get to get out of here at a reasonable time. And I've been doing this since I was like in my 20s, meaning I had every opportunity to go see my kids when they had school programs during school hours. Very fortunate to be able to do that. But having said that, I can totally see both sides, especially the side of the teachers saying, hey, pay us more. We'll gladly stay late.
100%. I think for me, I stopped. I know I teach older grades, but when I taught primary, it was seeing the pain in those little kids who realize they missed the performance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the next day, and it's like, oh, they didn't get to experience that. So having it during the school day allows all kids to participate. I'm lucky my kids for elementary came to my school so I could have somebody cover my class for 15 minutes. It's definitely a lot of tension there.
Jenny, thank you for being a teacher. Teachers are heroes.
Thank you. Awesome. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you very much. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.